Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 14, 15, and 20 through 23. Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them." He went on, "What comes out of a person is what defiles them, for it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come: sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person." Clean in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. You know what's gross? When people don't wash their hands. Ew! Sometimes you might use chalk or paint or glitter and your fingers start to turn different colors. Other times, hands get really dirty, like when you're playing outside and you get mud everywhere, even under your fingernails. Could you imagine someone coming to dinner with hands like this? Dirty, slimy, muddy hands, and then digging into a big bowl of watermelon without washing their hands? Ew! It's not just mud or paint that makes your hands dirty. Sometimes you can't see what makes your hands dirty because they're filled with germs. Imagine someone sneezing right into their hand and then wanting to shake your hand. Gross! Or how about a sick student coughing all over their hands and then touching everything at school? The desks, the books, the doors. Yuck! Blech! Gross! Some of the Jews in Jesus' time were very serious about washing hands and other things. They weren't really concerned about germs, though. They did these things because they thought it made them more holy. They thought God would love them more because they did these special washings. One day, when they asked Jesus why his disciples didn't do this kind of special hand washing, Jesus told them how wrong they were. Jesus told them, "It is not dirt and mud that defiles a person. That means to make them dirty or unclean. Instead, it is what comes from the inside that makes a person unclean. It's sin in us that makes us dirty in God's sight. Our anger, our greed, our hatred, our mean words, our pride, and so much more. All of these make us so dirty that no water or soap could ever clean us." Thankfully, Jesus could and did. Jesus washed us clean himself, but he didn't use soap or hand sanitizer. Jesus washed us clean with his own blood that he shed on the cross. He washed away every stain of sin and made us clean and pure in God's sight. Even better, one day we will be with Jesus in heaven, where we will be clean and holy forever. What a joy that will be! We give thanks in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for washing us clean in your own blood. Help me now to live a life that is pure and God-pleasing in your sight. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.